Okay. So, anyway, she has been doing really good up until this past week. Then she kind of did a little bit of a nosedive. But up until then, which in January, you know, the oncologist told me that she only had 6 months to live. And that she, by now, she would be like really bad and that she wouldn't be, you know, doing very good. She'd be on her last legs, and she's not. And I attribute a lot of that to everybody sending so much energy to her and for Reiki healing and things like that, because I think it really has helped a lot, and I appreciate it because I'm gonna be a puddle when she isn't here anymore. So I think that I need to express to all of you how much I appreciate that, because I will be a puddle. But I did let her out of her contract about the quilt. Because I don't know how long this quilt is gonna take me to do. The dead guy did, for any of you who don't know, suggest that I involve myself in a project about her and including her back in January. So I decided,
Carol's here.
I decided to make a quilt, which I haven't done in probably 30 years. I used to, but I haven't done it in forever. So I decided to make a quilt, of course, me, you know, as we can see by the kitchen, I can't do anything small. So I, like, you know, got all this material. I'm cutting like a man, woman, and piecing and whatever. And the quilt ended up being like this ginormous and huge quilt, which will fit my queen size bed. But it was a really great idea because it's about her. I found material that you can put in your printer that will print pictures on material, which is really cool. So I have some pictures of her in the quilt. It's at the house. You guys can't help or see it because it's like in the way. But and then in each corner, I found squares, fabric squares with pictures of places all over the world, places that we've been, so that there are, in each of the four corners, there are 16 pictures of places that she's been with me. And through the whole project, which I thought was interesting because he said, you know, include her, not just make it about her. Well, she's included herself in the project by every step of the way, during the cutting, during the piecing together, during everything. She's been laying on top of it the whole time. So she has been involved with it too. So that's been a really good, I did have a conversation with her in the beginning and told her she needed to stick around until I was finished with it, but it's taking so long that I figured maybe I would let her out of that contract because I don't know when I'll be done with it. It has 63 blocks and I'm in the quilting phase of it. That's the part where it looks like it's embroidered. I'm in the quilting phase of it now, and I've got 22 blocks done, and I have 40 something more to go. So it's going to take me forever. So it's okay. She doesn't stick around.
Stop it. She's going to stick around.
appreciate everybody's help. So thank you all. And Natasha's getting a new puppy.
Yay!
All right, so guess we're on to the dead guy now. Because things have been good, so I don't have any concerning things to talk about or share with everybody. I'm like, things are working out and they're going pretty good.
Yay!
I hope everybody else is like having good things happen too. I think things are on an upswing.
Yes.
I mean,
end of the religious way.
I think things are like moving in a positive direction this year. Yeah. Guys got a boot. One of my.
Did you already